I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. I talked to Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International recently about the threat of violence against Christians in Pakistan and the opportunities that can create. But then just a few days ago, both the government and military
were warning all Christians, whether it was a church, a Christian school, or a Christian-run hospital, that you're in the terrorist crosshairs. We advise you to keep a low profile, limit your movement.
Here's why FMI-supported partners can't afford to be silenced.
Light shines brightest against a dark sky. When you hold forth the word of light, you're like a shining star in the dark universe.
So the gospel changes everything. It's a collision between kingdoms. FMI helps by training and resourcing church planters and evangelists. But it's dangerous work. Would you join us in praying for wisdom and boldness? And the Syrian refugee crisis created by ISIS terrorism has no quick fix. No amount of money will solve the problem. But $20 is a starting point. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton.
For $20, you can provide coats, hats, gloves, shoes to refugees in Syria. It just opens the door to share the gospel.
Through local partners, Christian Aid Mission is meeting the immediate needs of refugees. But their help also comes with hope.
It's amazing how open people are when they see that they are cared for, that someone is going out of their way to provide a gift for them. They are so open to hearing the gospel, and they want to know about this Jesus.
Look for the Christmas for Refugees story at missionnews.org to send help. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So Christmas is approaching, and for a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore, 1-800-995-4828, or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.